Humor and Dialect by Paul Laurence Dunbar. A Cabin Tale. The young master asks for a story. "What do you say, dear, huh? Huh, child? Yours enough to drive me wild. Want a story? Just hear that. Well, I get a story at. Didn't I tell you thee last night? Go away, honey, you ain't right. I got something else to do, besides just telling tales to you. Tell you just one? Let me see. What that one's a-gwine to be? When you's old, your memory fails. Seems like I do know no tales. Well, sit down there in that chair. Keep still if you wants to hear. Take that chin up off your hands. Set up nice now. Goodness lands. Hold yourself up like your paw. Bet nobody ever saw him scrunch down like you was then. High-toned boys make high-toned men. Once there was an old black bar, used to live round here somewhere. In a cave, he was so big, he could carry off a pig, like you picks a chicken up ere your little bitty pup. And he had two great big eyes, just about a saucer's size. Why, they looked like balls of fire jumping round upon a wire. When that bear was mad, and laws, but you ought to seen his paws. Did I see him? How you spec I's a-gwine to recollect this here yarn I's trying to spin if you keeps on putting in? You keep still, and don't you cheep, lest I'll send you off to sleep. This here bear'd go trumpin' round, eatin' everything he found. No one could have a fam, but that bear'd do him harm, and they couldn't catch the scamp anywhere he wanted to tramp. There the scoundrel make his track, do his duty and come back. He was such a sly old limb, traps was just like fun to him. Now, down near where Mr. Bear lived, there was a weasel there, but they wasn't friends at all, cause the weasel was so small, and the bear, he'd just fuss and sass, turn his nose up when he'd pass. Weasel's small, of course, but my, them air animals is sly. So this here one says he, "I'll just fix that bear, you see." So he fixes up his plan and hunts up to the farmer man. When the farmer see him come, he mench looking mighty glum, and he catches up a stick, but the weasel speak up quick. "Hold on, Mr. Farm Man. I want to explain a little plan. If you waits, I'll tell you where and just how to catch old bear. But I tell ya now you must get me one fat chicken first." Then the man he scratch his head. "Lass," he says, "I'll make the trade." So the weasel at his hen smacks his mouth and says, "Well, then, set your trap and bait tonight, and I'll catch the bear all right." Then he ups and goes to see Mr. Bear and says he, "Well, friend Bear, we ain't been friends, but tonight hard feelings ends. If you ain't too proud to steal, we can get a splendid meal. Course, I wouldn't come to you, but it must be done by two. It's a trap, but we can beat all day tricks and get to meat." "Course I's with you," says the bear. "Come on, weasel, show me where." Well, they trots along on 12. Dead air meat begin to smell in the trap. Then weasel say, "Now you put your paw this way, while I hold the spring back so, then you grab the meat and go." Well, the bear, he had to grin as he put his big paw in. Then he juked up, but kabing, weasel done let go the spring. "There now," says the weasel, "da, I done cotched you, Mr. Bar." That bear did snort and spout, trying his besties to get out. But the weasel say goodbye. Weasel small, but weasel sly. Then he turned his back and run, told the farmer what he done. So the farmer come down there with an axe and killed the bear. "There now, ain't that story fine? Run along, now, never mind. Want some more, you rascal, you? No, sir, no, sir. That'll do." The end of A Cabin Tale, The Young Master Asked for a Story, by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.